Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 62 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast.
And in this episode of Barbecue City Guide, where I talk to a barbecue expert about where to go if you have 1 or 2 days in a specific city or region, I talk to Chuck Blount from the San Antonio Express News. It's such a wealth of knowledge, and this is a great one. You're really going to love this. He and Mike Sutter have a column. It's the 52 Weeks of Barbecue. If you go to expressnews.com/barbecue, you can find that. It's amazing if you love barbecue, and it's amazing if you love food. And then there's also Chuck's Food Shack, where Chuck writes about food in San Antonio, and that's expressnews.com/food/Chuck's Food Shack, and those are dashes in between. I'll put it right after this. I'll put the links, and then I'll also put links below, so that way you could hyperlink to those pages. This is really great. San Antonio was an area that I wasn't as familiar with. I knew of a couple places, 2-3 places, but I didn't know of all the different locations he mentions. And he mentioned some food trucks and some up-and-coming things that you probably haven't heard of. If you're liking these, please subscribe. That way you can get all the back episodes. I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But enjoy this. Good afternoon, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good. Glad to be here, man. Talking about barbecue.
Always. It's always good. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you. There's a couple of things. I wanted to talk to you about if you have 1 or 2 days in San Antonio where you should go, if places off the beaten path, possibly historical places. But also, I want to talk a little bit about your projects, too, that you're working on.
Yeah. Well, right now, the big project that we're doing is 52 Weeks of Barbecue. We're doing that with the Express News. And my partner, Mike Sutter, and I are profiling a new barbecue place every week. We go there and pretty much order the entire menu, and it's pretty awesome. Funny. We get like a wooden board and we put it out there, and we'll get all the meats and everything like that. And we're usually the biggest ticket for the day, so we draw a lot of attention to ourselves. But here's the thing about San Antonio barbecue: 5, 6, 7 years ago. You would be really hard pressed to do a 52 Weeks of Barbecue because there just weren't that many places. And we were doing this list and coming up with it now, and we're way over. We're upwards of about 75 barbecue places within the area. Oh. And we have to trim it down. So there's going to be some places that we're not going to be able to hit, unfortunately. But
that's so crazy. That's crazy.
But that's the main project right now. And what we're finding is we're finding some really elevated barbecue, and some of the places that you might have thought was top of the line barbecue, you know, again, that 5 or 6 years ago, it's still decent, but they didn't up their ball game with this new competition. So there's bigger and better out there.
That's right. Fascinating. And it kind of shows that people need to make sure that they're always like stepping up, like you said, because there are like barbecue has changed and evolved over the last 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Your wood techniques, your slow roasting versus a lot of people are cooking their briskets hot now. They're done in 8 or 9 or 10 hours instead of those long 14, 15 hour cooks.
That's an interesting way to do it. I've always been fascinated by that too.
The side game, which you consider your traditional barbecue sides, those are getting chefed up now. It's kind of like a little competition on who can do more with what.
Yeah, which is great for all of us too, as consumers. It's so amazing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, most people are there for the meat, but you want a good side experience as well.
No, and it's also good too if you're bringing someone that's maybe doesn't eat meat or isn't a huge barbecue fan, which I don't like that at all. But but it gives them something like kids or something. It gives people additional options, and that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, I have something that I call vegetarian barbecue, and that's turkey. That's usually the vegetarian option that we have. Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. So there's that project, and I'll put links to all of that in the show notes, and I'll probably try to put a link up on the bottom of this video too, so people can get to it.
That's great. Yeah, it's just expressnews.com/barbecue.
Oh,
and I have my own page, you know, Chuck's Food Shack on that site too.
Which is
great. I'm doing outdoor cooking, I'm doing grilling and cooking demonstrations and things like that all the time. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Are you also doing something on Facebook?
On Facebook I got video presence out there, and I kind of do a fun thing on the side that's really not affiliated with work, where I do a 75-second beer review every week. Where just me in my backyard having fun. But
they're not work related, but it's still life related.
Yeah, I'm an outdoor guy. You know, I'm out there. That's where I want to spend my time. I don't care if it's 100 degrees out. I'm out there cooking and, you know, having a cold one and things like that. So, yeah, I like to have a good time outside.
Well, I love that. Well, thank you for doing those, too. I appreciate it. I'll put a link to that, too.
Okay, great.
Excellent. So let's jump into this.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So what should we be looking at? Say you if you have one day or 2 days, how do you getting around San Antonio? You need a car for sure, right?
Yeah, well, the thing about San Antonio is, you know, we're far enough from Austin that we have like a separate, there's like a boundary there where you don't really go up there. They don't come down here, but there's a lot of hill country areas that are kind of open territory right now. So if you do have a couple days in San Antonio, it's not a bad idea to spend one of them outside of it. Okay. And get out into the hill country. I ran into a fantastic barbecue place couple weeks ago. It's out just north of Burney, which is about 20 miles west of San Antonio. Take about a 10-minute drive north of there into this little unincorporated town called Sisterdale.
Okay.
And it's a place called Blackboard Barbecue.
Hmm.
And that was some of the best meat I've ever had in 20 years so far in Texas. Jake Gondolfo is the pit master there. He used to be a contestant on MasterChef or Top Chef, whatever one was on Fox. And he's one of those chefs. He's a Connecticut native, and if you can believe it, a Connecticut guy can cook barbecue in Texas.
Hey,
and
the world's changing.
The world is changing, man. Everybody's on the internet now, so that regional stuff is going away.
Yeah.
But they do a Wagyu brisket there.
Oh wow!
And they put a 24 per pound price point on that, which is super high in Texas. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just kind of only now getting comfortable with that $20 per pound price point on brisket. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to drive all the way out there, spring an extra $4 or $5 for this Wagyu.
Oh, without doubt.
It melts in your mouth like butter. It had the perfect fat ratios. It would be a sin to put sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he also does other interesting things. He does like a wild boar sausage with jalapeno cheese and cheddar.
That's
makes his own
cool
mustard and puts it on there. Really a top light,
that
top
is
light
awesome
experience.
Oh, I have. Okay, thank you. Right, that alone is a great tip. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, don't be afraid to leave the city if you've got time to spend it. But you do not need to leave the city at all. There's a lot of other great options.
Okay.
The place that gets a lot of buzz right now, and not just San Antonio buzz, but throughout the state, is there's a restaurant on the east side, and it's called the 2M Smokehouse.
Okay.
The guys that run that are Isao Ramos and Joe Melig. And they're old school guys, man. They got this old big steel pit, and they're loading up the air mattresses. You know, they're doing it up overnight, 20-hour shifts, and they're doing service. It is dedication. They're doing service on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Okay.
And, on the weekends, they might do something special where they'll roll out the barbacoa. But this is, I don't know if you've ever heard, they're out of Austin, there was an old pit master there named John Lewis.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, yeah, he ran, it was
he
a
went
La
to Charleston,
barbecue.
Yeah,
went to Charleston. And he made this pit for 2M.
It's a Lewis pit. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and it's so the my colleague has spent considerable time with them. He said that the smoke distribution is so smooth, you could put a little cigarette at the end of the intake, and then all of a sudden on the other end of the pipe, you could see that cigarette smoke piling through.
Wow,
just from a tiny little cigarette. So you can imagine what the flavor is when they throw those oak chunks, on there and smoking for a long time. But that's one of those places, Kevin, where you better get there in line before they open.
Gotcha. Okay, they sell out pretty early.
Yeah, they'll sell out early. So folks that come to San Antonio and want to check them out, you definitely want to get there early. And I'm not completely sure about what their hours of operation.
I'll post those
but,
below for sure.
Yeah, it's probably 10:30 or 11, okay. I guess. Another place I get really excited about is It's a place really only a couple minutes away from downtown. So if you're downtown, it's an easy Uber, and or if you're on the right part of downtown, heck, you can walk to it.
Oh, perfect.
It's called King's Highway Brew and Q, and that's okay. that's on Flores Street.
I haven't heard of that
one. And it's located in this charming little house that's almost 100 years old. And the pit master there is a man by the name of Emilio Solis.
Okay.
And I believe you've already spoken with Daniel Vaughn, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Daniel Vaughn did a book called The Prophets of Smoked Meats. Mm-hmm. And it's a journey throughout Texas where they went from the panhandle and covered dozens and dozens of joints. Mm-hmm. Well, the meat plate that they decided to use for the cover jacket of that photo was smoked by Emilio Solis.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was that good looking of a plate, and the meat is that good looking in your mouth. And he just has a silky smooth take on his brisket, and but he also mixes it up. You know, Emilio's Hispanic, and he puts Hispanic twists on his food too. So he's doing borracho beans. He's doing his barbecue in taco form.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just, he's a true master of his craft. He used to be, and this is going to segue into a third place that I would recommend. He used to be the pit master at a place on West Avenue in San Antonio called Two Brothers Barbecue Market.
Which has been there for a while, right?
It's been there for at least 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that's the barbecue enterprise owned by one of San Antonio's celebrity chefs, Jason Dady.
Okay.
He has that property. It's one of the best places to take out-of-town guests.
Okay.
Giant oak shade trees covering the picnic tables. You go inside, you order your food, you come out, you know, and enjoy it under the shade. And just a great experience. They have those classic, you know, bacon-wrapped jalapenos that you use for a side. You know, velvety brisket, you know, good sausage, and they their pork ribs there, they glaze them in a like a cherry sauce.
Oh,
so
wow.
They have cherry glazed pork ribs. Interesting. There. And yeah, different take there. So those are three places, or was that four?
Four. Yeah, four. Yeah. You gave four with the one outside of town. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so those are some good places to start.
Okay.
You know, right there. Downtown, outside of King's Highway, which is just outside of downtown, not a lot of great barbecue options there. You are going to have to leave the downtown corridor if you're there. But you know, it's easy to get around, man. You know, Uber and taxis, and few bucks is worth it to eat some good barbecue, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, so are most of these places, the other places you mentioned, do you have to worry about lines?
No. That's kind of a
2M thing.
That's sort of a 2M exclusive. But if you want to put some more effort into it too,
for sure.
There's a couple great. There's a couple really good mobile units that do barbecue here in San Antonio too.
Cool.
If you can find them, a couple good ones. Nelson's Barbecue. This is usually located out on the. On the far northwest side of town.
Okay.
This guy's got a full-time job, and he works out of this house, but on the weekends he turns into a barbecue guy.
That's cool.
And he's gotten a lot of praise for his food. His name's Nathaniel Nelson.
Okay.
And he used to be an old long jumper in college. Decided he wanted to take a run at barbecue. First time he cooked a brisket for somebody, everybody thought it was horrible, and they told him so. But
well, that's nice.
He's such a competitive guy. He spent, you know, months and months and months, you know, kind of perfecting his craft. He's like, what do all these other great barbecue guys do? And he's turned into he made one of the most legendary sandwiches here in San Antonio. It's a homemade bacon that he cooks on the griddle.
Okay.
Pile, you know, puts that on top of a pile of his brisket, which I believe he smokes that on oak.
Okay.
And then he tops it with this big clump of his homemade macaroni and cheese, and then smashes it all together, and he calls it the Nasty Nate. And best barbecue sandwich. Yeah, one of the best barbecue sandwiches in town. He's usually parked up on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Okay.
You know, on his Facebook page. He's somebody to look forward to. There's another place, another truck that goes around town. It's called the Mesquite Shack Barbecue.
Okay.
And it's true to its name. If you like Mesquite Barbecue, the pitmaster, Vincent Cervantes, he's laying that on thick. And, you know, that mesquite smoke, you know, there's no denying what you're eating when you have it.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. But, and you can overdo it, but for some reason, this guy's got the touch, and he's doing interesting things too, outside of that typical Texas barbecue spectrum. He's doing the big dinosaur beef ribs. He'll do those nice. One day a week.
Cool. That's awesome.
But, he's also doing, shoulder clod. Which
it's like Lockhart style,
you know, absolutely. That used to be before brisket was what brisket is in Texas. Texas barbecue was all about the shoulder clod. So this is kind of a chance to, you know, kind of eat into that Texas cowboy past, mm-hmm. you know, with the shoulder clod. And you know, it's, he does it up. So it's almost the entire pieces kind of eat like a burnt end. And it's just, great.
I wish more places did that. It's unusual. Like, you think people would do it now? Maybe this guy will help spur people to do it.
You know, I have not done one myself, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I've always wanted to do one too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big chunk of meat, mm-hmm. and I imagine it takes as much time, or maybe a little bit more than brisket. I don't know, but
yeah, I don't know either.
But boy, is it good, very good, and has a lot of similarities to brisket. It's a lot fattier. I mean, mm-hmm. even your fattier end of your brisket. I think shoulder clod is probably more.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big old piece of meat.
Well, that's cool. That's great.
Those are two mobile units to really keep your eye on. So,
Laura Loomis, is she doing something new, or is she?
Yeah, Laura, one of the very few pitmasters in not just Texas, but in the entire country. She is the head pitmaster at Two Brothers.
Okay. She's over at Two Brothers. You
know, she's over at Two Brothers, but she's also doing double duty in that really close to downtown. And I forgot to mention this. I take that back. There is another barbecue place really close to downtown. It's up north on Grayson Street and Broadway, okay. which is about a mile north of downtown.
Okay.
Jason Dady, who has, of course, the Two Brothers, he just opened up a place called Alamo Barbecue Company.
Okay.
And Laura Loomis is also she oversees the pits there too.
Gotcha. Okay. I might have read something you wrote or something. Okay.
Yeah. And the barbecue menu is very, very similar between Two Brothers and Alamo. So yeah, you can get that Two Brothers barbecue experience there without having to go too far from downtown. And the thing that they do different there is that's a different take on the glazed ribs. There they do a peach glazed rib.
Oh, interesting.
At Alamo Barbecue Company.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kind of that like sweet and savory kind of combination.
Absolutely.
Maybe not like the purest Texas style, but what is pure Texas style anymore?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, anymore you kind of have to go out on a limb there to separate yourself anymore. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's become what I think what you need to do is you can't just do the brisket ribs, beef, like you brisket sausage. Like it's something you have to kind of, yeah. Open up your, yeah, because yeah. A lot of people can do that really well now, especially because people like Aaron Franklin, who put enough book, his book and his web series has probably taught so many people across the United States.
Absolutely. He's kind of a barbecue's first rock star, you know, I guess you could say.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure.
The modern day rock star, you know. Yeah, and we're painting places all over town. There's another day tripper spot.
Cool.
You know, I don't want to get everything too heavy on leaving San Antonio when you're talking about city guides, but there's another one worth looking that's pretty brand new that my colleague was really high on, and that was called the Texas 46.
Okay.
And that's located in Spring Branch, and you know, that's a newcomer on the scenes, but they've got four massive propane type tanks that you'd have to fit on a semi trailer, and they're cooking every day from 11 a.m. all the way till 10 p.m. at night. So they're turning out a lot of meat there.
Wow.
But yeah, that was another one of our superstar places. There's one other place that I discovered, and this was a hidden gem.
Okay.
It's over on the east side, and it's called Jones Sausage and Barbecue House.
I just love the name.
I mean, it's just you. So if that's the name of your barbecue, if that's the name of your restaurant, take a wild guess at what they hang their hat on.
Exactly.
And so I went and checked that out really early on in the series, and that it's been there forever. It's been there for more than 20 years.
Okay.
And the lady that took it over from her father, Elizabeth Jones, it's a ground brisket sausage that they grind every day, and they make their own links. And it's a beef sausage, obviously, with brisket. But it's one of those ones where you take a bite into it, and that hot beef grease kind of goes down your chin. But the meat's still kind of crumbly, you know, in the thing. And it's just a beautiful link of sausage. That is the best sausage I've had so far in this series.
Oh, nice.
House-made sausage is really hard to come by because there aren't a bunch of people that are willing to put the time in to make their own sausage. And I understand that. I've never made my own sausage, and just seeing how messy of a process is, I get going with, you know, a commercial person that does it already. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of good links out there. But so, you know, the fact that Jones Sausage, the fact that they put this amount of detail into that is truly an art.
Without a doubt.
But again, this is an old school place. They don't even have an official cash register there. They tally up the bills by hand. So if you go pay with cash. You got to pay with cash if you're going to go there.
That's a great tip. That's so cool. That's so old school.
Yeah. But yeah, the scene just keeps continuing to evolve. And I don't think, you know, Texas Monthly, they've done their top 50 lists and things like that. And San Antonio, I don't think, was really all that well represented. And there was a reason for that. We didn't have that many type of great spots. But, boy, we're coming on fast.
Imagine what kind of job Daniel has for, or Daniel and the team have for next time, especially if you said that San Antonio is becoming what it is, and then we have Houston and like continuing to grow, all these places.
Well, unless he just follows the Express News 52 Weeks series, where we're pretty much doing all the work for him.
That is true. Daniel did mention to contact Chuck. So
yeah. But we're having a lot of fun with it. Another place, and I'm not giving this a full fledged endorsement yet,
okay,
because I haven't been there. But I see no reason. It's getting great early buzz. And I did do a tasting there. This one's on the south side of town, and it's called South Barbecue and Kitchen.
Okay.
But they've only been open for a little more than 2 weeks. So,
okay.
But I just want to put that on your radar if you're visiting San Antonio, and kind of follow the buzz on that. I think it's going to be one of those places that, you know, maybe a month from now, I would have, if I speak to you then, or if I, you know, we go back into this, I might have higher feelings, but I have not fully had that experience yet.
Well, I'd like to, in 6 months, maybe do a recap, and kind of then we could talk about a place like that and say, hey, you know, it did prove to be just as wonderful as I thought it would become.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's cool. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Nice. They are popping up so quickly.
What's your favorite Texas barbecue restaurant?
That's a very, very good question. I think, well, you have the Franklin's and the La Barbecue and Micklethwaite, but right now there's a lot of places that I really want to visit, and that's what stuff, like I want to go to Truth. I want to go to Leroy and Lewis. I want to go to somebody play Corkscrew, Tejas. I want to try, and I want to try 2M. I want to try. I went to Brothers a long time ago. Two Brothers. So I want to. There's so many. It's when I was there, it was more of like I had a chance to go. I had maybe one or two days a week, so I would go maybe to City Market, or I'd go out to Lockhart, or I'd try to make sure that I hit some, like, or Snows. I'd try to go to places that I knew at the time, but those. All these places, they're brand new, since there's a lot of places in the last 5-6 years that have cropped up that weren't there when I was there.
So. Yeah, I'm just throwing this number out of my head, but if San Antonio is true to the rest of Texas, I would say in the last 10 years, the amount of barbecue restaurants has at least doubled statewide. I really believe that.
I think so. And I want to go up to like to Bodacious, and I want to go to Evie Mays. And it's like that guy could just keep listing them in my head. And a lot of these, of course, are from the Texas Monthly top 10 or top 50. But there's a lot of off the beaten path, like Joseph Riverport Barbecue. I want to try that. You guys have a wealth. And it's what a great project you're working on. Do you have these already lined up way ahead of time? I guess you probably have it all mapped out, right?
Yeah, we have our schedule, you know, all lined up. But, you know, like I said, we've got more than we actually have room and time for. But if a new place pops up that has buzz and has potential, believe me, we'll make room for it. So we've still got half of our year, you know, to go.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's an exciting time for San Antonio barbecue and. And yeah, the Express News, you know, we've been getting a lot of people. They're like, yeah, man, we didn't know anything about this place. Thanks for checking it out. Or
you guys do great coverage. Such great coverage.
I appreciate that.
So with Mike, has he always lived in San Antonio, or wasn't he in Austin at one time?
Well, he still lives in Austin, okay. And he commutes to San Antonio every day.
And what is that? What does that drive? Is that 2.5 hours? Is that for people to know?
I think he could do it in about 80 minutes or so. From his door to the front door of the office. But yeah, he's our main dining critic and a darn good one at that. And but he did a barbecue series in Austin way back in the day. He used to be the food writer and the food critic for the Austin American Statesman.
Now it's Fed Man Walking.
Yes, Fed Man Walking and. He knows his way around a barbecue joint.
He does
every bit as well as I do. So yeah, it's been a fun tandem trip.
That's two great guys. That's great because he's a wealth of knowledge, and obviously just from talking to you and from reading what you do, you know so much. So they're lucky to have you guys. in the best way.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. Tell Mike I said hi. He probably knows me just like via emails and such. His photos have always been so killer.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do. Excellent.
Well, thank you so much for this. Is there anything we missed? Or?
I don't think so. Chances are I might have missed something, but those what I've given you those are for a barbecue enthusiast. Those are must hit spots. Definitely, go for the King's Highway. Go for the 2M. You know, go for the Two Brothers or the Alamo Experience. And if you're a sausage fanatic, head over on that east side and get yourself some Jones sausage and barbecue because you'll be glad you did.
Well, I will be using this list personally, but I know a lot of people will be too. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And then when I head out to Texas again and San Antonio, I'll shoot you an email ahead of time. I'd love to get some barbecue.
Yeah. We'll get some barbecue, man. You betcha.
Excellent.
Well, thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And enjoy your day and address your day and have a good weekend.
All right, we'll see you, brother.
Thank you.